Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. We are going to go right to the phones, and joining us from a list of parks, Crawford, Paonia, Schweitzer, is Scott Rist. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
Is it as beautiful over there today? I looked on the weather map like the whole state was full of sunshine.
I think we're supposed to be like mid-60s today. Yeah, it's crystal clear bluebird sky over here today.
Yeah, so we won't be doing any ice fishing on Crawford this week.
No, Crawford tends not to freeze over until later December. Being a warm-bodied lake, it takes a while.
Yeah, well, in fact, why don't you tell people about kind of a little bit about the three parks and where they're located?
So Crawford Reservoir is located in Delta County on a extreme north or southeast corner of the county, off of Highway 92 on the north side of the Black Canyon, down in a little valley. It's a 400-acre reservoir, has 64 campsites around it. The main activity is fishing, water skiing in the summer. We're heading into ice fishing. People do really well ice fishing on crappies and perch there, northern pike and rainbow trout. We've also turned it into a trophy largemouth bass fishery. So 18 plus inches is keepers there. Paonia Reservoir is in Gunnison County off of Highway 132, right below the beautiful Ragged Mountains. This time of year it's closed. The reservoir is used for irrigation. They pretty much drain that lake dry every year. And then lastly is Schweitzer Lake, which is just a mile south of the town of Delta. It's a day use park only. In the summer, it's really big on boating, swimming, but the big event right now is duck hunting now through the end of the season.
Yeah, well, there's just a great variety of activities there. I want to spend some time on the duck hunting, but before we get to that, let's go back to Crawford. Once you have campsites, is it available for winter camping? Is it through the year?
So we keep 34 sites open year-round. This year there's water, electricity available at the site. And once we start getting some snow, we try to keep 10 open, depending on how much snow we get. But the popular thing nowadays is with modern campers is guys come in and plug into the site and then go ice fishing all day and then come back to their nice warm camper, and clean their fish and have a good day fishing.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And, there's nothing wrong right now with coming over and taking advantage of some of that fishing with the open water. I don't know if you have boat landings open, but sure, from shore you could. And it's not crowded this time of the year in a lot of places.
Correct. Yeah, if you were to come right now, you'd be probably one of five people in the entire campground. So plenty of rooms, plenty of space to be by yourself. And the days are perfect right now. The nights, it's probably low mid-teens at night, but, the modern camper, that's no big deal for you.
No, you're absolutely right. Now, are you guys on the new reservation system for your campsites at Crawford yet, or are you still like a first-come, first-serve? How do you handle that?
So in the winter, we do go to just the first-come, first-serve because it's slow enough that we don't have to worry about, reservations and anything. And our reservations won't kick back in until mid-May, right before Memorial Day weekend.
All right, that's great. Let's talk now about the waterfall, though. I don't know if you got to hear any. I was talking to Austin Parr, and you and I talked a little bit earlier, and I think you're experiencing kind of the same thing. Here on the Front Range, there's some mountain areas that are very popular for hunting here, like North Park and even the San Luis Valley, but North Park and especially. But once those resident ducks move out of there, and that ices up fairly quickly, in fact, it is iced up, you don't get a lot of migratory ducks. And for a while, we weren't seeing the migratory ducks here on the Front Range either, and geese. And then that cold spell came about a week ago, and those ducks from Saskatchewan and Montana started moving south, and we were afraid it was going to stay cold, and they'd go right by. But it warmed up. Those ducks are coming in now, and they're staying. Is that what you're seeing at Schweitzer, too?
Yeah, so, you know, first season, the resident ducks, you know, got shot at and, you know, harvested. But now, with that cold front, all of a sudden, we saw a large influx of ducks and geese. Just this week, on Tuesday, there was probably 300 geese and probably another 300 ducks out on the reservoir. And since we only allow hunting on Saturday, Sunday, Wednesdays, and national recognized holidays, you know, the ducks get a couple days off and they get comfortable, especially if they're migrating in from up north and even out of the mountain ranges that everything's starting to freeze up. So because it's a really warm water lake, it's one of the last things to freeze in the valley.
Well, and what happens, too, because it so stays open, those ducks are going to rest there for as long as they can, and they're going to come through and stop. And you know, today might not be the best with these bluebird skies. I'm not a good enough caller to get them in today. And my shotgun doesn't shoot that far, but I'll bet you get some pretty good. Now, a lot of the blinds, you have blinds at the lake, I understand. A lot of the hunting areas that Parks and Wildlife provides have reservations, but that's not true at Schweitzer. Is that right?
Correct. So we have five blinds set up for people. They are first come, first serve, but you can hunt the entire lake within where the regulations allow. We on the north side of the lake is kind of a walk-in area, and guys who walk into that north side of the lake tend to do a little better because they're the only ones there versus the south side of the lake can get a little crowded. Three of the five blinds are on that south side. And when it's, you know, approximately a mile-long lake, it starts to get a little crowded in there. So
now, it's a day-use park, Schweitzer. So how early in the morning can they walk into those hunting areas?
So during hunting season, we leave the gates open. You know, this morning we talked to some guys, and they started showing up about 4 a.m., you know, to get out there, get the spot they wanted, and get their decoys out in the water. So, you know, we've had guys show up at 10 p.m. the night before. We kind of ask them not to do that, but we don't really regulate because we know that the hunters need to get out there and put their decoys out.
All right. Now, as far as ice conditions coming up, it's a tremendous ice fishing opportunity over there for panfish, which a lot of people moved here from the Midwest. But you said we can start looking for that maybe towards the holiday season. Is that when you think?
Yeah, correct. Crawford, we usually tell people right around the holidays, it starts to get safe. You know, and we tell people to test as they go. And we get out and test it now and then and let people know. But, you know, ultimately that responsibility falls on them to make sure it's safe. So we would say right around the holidays.
Sounds like a great place to head out for a weekend right now when it's not crowded. You could do a little hunting, do a little fishing, do a little camping, and take it right on into the winter. Scott, thanks for joining us. Sounds like you got some great stuff going on.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, Terry.
You bet. That's Scott Rist from over on the West Slope. Great stuff. We're going to take you to another park over on the West Slope when we come back and talk some reservation-type waterfall hunting that's available and a lot of activities. You know, it stays a little nicer over on that side of the mountain sometimes, and there's just tremendous activities from now through the winter. All that and more coming up on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.